Yeah, you can start. If you're pitching, you know, Chris and I spoke at that Perfect Business Summit. All these people want to learn how to pitch to angel investors and investors to, you know, to launch their companies. So you have a very small amount of time to read who someone is and to, like, speak their language. So the context of personality types that I'm speaking from is, you know, you want to get a yes. You want to be accepted. You want to deliver information in a way people can consume it, right? Like better relationships besides sales, better relationships, but also within sales, more money. On the other hand, what I think we all want to avoid is, have you guys ever had a time where, like, you had the perfect solution for someone in business and they just didn't say yes? Or, like, you know, you had the perfect thing for them to use, and it was like you felt like your words were just coming at them, and your words went bing and just fell right off. You guys ever had this experience?
Yep.
You probably weren't speaking their language. Or in relationships, whether it's with a parent or a spouse or a sibling, you ever just could not speak the same language as them? You guys ever had this happen? Well, a lot of that's personality types and what language you're speaking. So that's what I want to talk about. So we're going to start with this assessment. Here you go. I got it.
Thank you.
Here you are.
Thank you.
Go on, Chris. Now we get to finally understand Evie. Okay, here's how we do it. In answering these questions, divide your points as so. So when working with someone on a project, I like that person too. Whichever one you feel describes you the most, put a 6 by it. Whatever describes you the second most, put a 3 by it. The third most, a 1. And then the least, put a 0. Does that make sense?
Yes.